ବ୍ରଜ ବିଳାସୀ ଶୃଙ୍ଗାର ରସରାଜ ମାଧୁର୍ଯ୍ୟକ ନିଳୟ ଗୋପୀଜନ ବଲ୍ଲଭ ରସିକ ଶେଖର ରସ ଲମ୍ପଟ ରାଧା ରମଣ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ହାଟ ଇଜ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ବ୍ରଜ ବିଳାସୀ ଶୃଙ୍ଗାର ରସରାଜ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶୃଙ୍ଗାର ରସ ଇନ୍ ବ୍ରଜ ଭୂମି ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ମାଧୁର୍ଯ୍ୟକ ନିଳୟ ଇଜ୍ ରିଜର୍ଭର ଅଫ୍ ଓଲ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟି ଓଲ୍ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟାଲ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟି ହୁଇଜ୍ ଗୋପୀ ଜନ ବଲ୍ଲଭ ହୁଇଜ୍ ହଜବ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଗୋପୀଜ ହୁଇଜ୍ ରସିକ ଶେଖର ହୁଇଜ୍ ଚିଫ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଅଲ୍ ରସିକ ବ୍ରଜ ରସ ରସିକ ରସ ଲମ୍ପଟ ହୁଇଜ୍ ଲମ୍ପଟ ଡିବୋଚି ଲମ୍ପଟ ହୁଇଜ୍ ଡିବୋଚି ପ୍ରେମ ରସ ଲମ୍ପଟ ଡିବୋଚି very greedy for releasing that loving mellow. Do you understand? Who is Radha Ramana? Husband of Radha? That is Krishna. So, he developed that greed. Three types of greed, I said. Three internal causes. The one should understand what is. And this is very confidential, this is hidden in his heart. Understand? Hidden in his heart. What is its swarup? What is its swarup? One should understand it. What is the swarup of three types of desire? Why Krishna cannot get it in Braj Leela and Braj Bhumi? What is the chief cause? That is to be understood. Krishna has already developed three types of desires and is becoming agitated, restless. How can I fulfill these three types of desires? He's feeling restless. Yes. You understand? Therefore he appeared as Gaura. Do you understand? So, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 4th chapter, 136. Ato chinti rahe Krishna parama kautuki Ato chinti rahe Krishna parama kautuki Rudai varai prema
Fourth chapter 136.
Thinking in this way, Lord Krishna was curious to taste that love.
Very curious to taste that love. Are you curious? No, curious to taste stool. Isn't it? Hog? Hog is curious to taste stool, not premarasa. Yes.
His eager desire for that love increasingly blazed in his heart. His eager desire...
Again, read from the beginning.
Thinking in this way,
what I said.
Lord Krishna was curious to taste that love.
Lord Krishna is very curious to taste that mellow of love. Yes. Then?
His eager desire for that love increasingly blazed in his heart.
His eagerness is so cured that increasing...
Blend.
Like fire. In his heart. Do you understand? You are cooking dhakdaki. Let me explain. It is not explained there. You are cooking this sweet rice. The pot you have put in the oven. Fire is there. You put rice. You put milk. You put sugar, boiled, getting thicker, isn't it? Then how it gets? Thak, 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 isn't it? that is what. Prema lobha dhakka dhakki. Yes, that is says. Dhak, 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 dhak. Restless, restless, restless. How can I test this? That is. Therefore came as Gaurav. Understand? So fulfill the three types of desire. Then comes, this is, Aditacharya's calling. When his dear devotee, very intimate, dear devotee calls him, he appears without the calling, without the crying. Crying and calling of his pure devotee, dear devotee, Lord will never appear here. Understand? Yes. So he is awaiting for it. Let his dear devotee call him. Cry and call. Otherwise he will not appear in material world. So the people of the material world will never get such opportunity to see him. How can they see him? In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you understand whether it was heavy burden and Mother Earth cried before Brahma. So Brahma took the demigods, went to the Sora, milk ocean, Kirabdhi. They are all demigods headed by Brahma, crying, offering prayer to the Lord, please descend. Yes. Similarly, Santipuranatha Aditacharya. Aditacharya was living in Santipur. He appeared first here, prior to the appearance of Gaura. So there is no Krishna bhakti. All the people of Kali Yuga have been suffering, suffering, suffering. Therefore his heart bled. Seeing the suffering of Kali Yuga, people of Kali Yuga. So he cried. And he promised, I must make Krishna descend here. Strong promise. Took up such promise. He could feel the suffering of the jivas of Kali Yuga in his heart, Aditacharya. He was crying in his heart. Therefore, he offered worship to Lord Vishnu in the form of Sargram, offering him Ganges water and tulsi leaf, and cried before him. Thereby, Prema Purushottam Gauranga appeared. Aditacharya Gosai Sakhyato Isvaro. Aditacharya Gosvami Sakhyat Iswara. He is Iswara because he is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, Sadashiva. Understand? He is incarnation of Sadashiva, Mahavishnu, therefore Sakhyat Iswara. Jahar Mahimano He Jivir Gosar, nobody can fathom his ocean-like glory. You understand? Nobody can fathom his ocean-like glory. Aditacharya Koti Brahmandera Karta. Aryakakamurti Brahmandera Bharta is the Karta Do you understand? Creator, creator, of crores, crores of Brahmanda, the universe, in another form he is also maintainer of the universe. Understand? This is Aditya Acharya. Therefore, he can feel the suffering conditions of jivas in Kali Yuga in his heart, because he is a maintainer. When he appears, the whole world is great of Krishna Bhakti. So he cried, Bhakti vina jagatare nahi avasthan. Lord Krishna Bhakti, where is the value of existence here? Existence is useless. When Aditya Acharya saw there is no Krishna Bhakti here in this material world, so he cried in his heart. Therefore, he took up this promise. He promised that I must make Krishna appear here. Otherwise, there is no, his existence is useless. So he adopted akinchana bhakti, namasraya akinchana bhakti. Understand? What? Understand? Akinchana bhakti, namasraya. Namasraya akinchana bhakti, depending on the holy name, developed akinchana bhakti. He is the acharya, Aditya Acharya. Therefore, he propagated that bhakti. Therefore, he is acharya. He is acharya. So he promised. Very strong promise he took up. Karayimu Krishna Sarabho Nayana Gochara
Karayimu Krishna Sarabho Nayana Gochara
Karayimu Krishna Sarabho Nayana Gochara I must make Krishna descend here in this material world and show him to everybody. Otherwise, I will not be known by this name, Aditya Acharya, Krishna's servant. I want. Understand? Go by this name. I'll give up this name. Give up this body, you hawk. Take this promise. All right? No, you cannot take. Hawk cannot take. So much a deep attachment for body. Can you give up? Hypocrite only. Hypocrite. Hypocrisy. Give up this hypocrisy. So he promised very strongly, I must make Krishna appear in this material world. So thereby everybody can see him. Otherwise, if I cannot make him appear, then I cannot go on by this name of Aditya Acharya, who is Krishna's kinkar, who is servant of Krishna. Understand? This is promise. Have you ever heard such wonderful promise? Nobody has ever heard such wonderful promise. Aditya Acharya's promise, what he did? Every day he was offering worship to Salagram with Ganges water and tulsi leaf. You understand? Ganges water and tulsi leaf, and was crying. You understand? Crying and chanting holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When his dear devotee, very intimate devotee, cries, chanting his name, cries, Krishna becomes possessed. ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಮಮ ನಾಮಾನಿ ಇರುದಂತಿ ಮಮ ಸನ್ನಿಧೌ ತೇ ಸಂಗಹಂ ಪರಿಕ್ರೀತೋ ನನ್ನ ಕಿರಿತೋ ಜನಾರ್ದನ. ಆದಿ ಪುರಾಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಡ್, ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಅಟರಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ನೇಮ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ನೇಮ್ ಕ್ರೈಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಮೀ ಇನ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಗ್ರಹ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಯು ಹಾಗ್ ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವಿಲ್ ಯು ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್? Crying is not there. You are crying for hog, isn't it? Crying for stool. How can I get stool, enjoy stool, enjoy, eat stool? Not crying for Krishna. How can I purchase Krishna? Aditya Acharya did like that. So, and Krishna has already developed that desire. I'll go, isn't it? Already developed that desire, I'll go, I'll descend. So, his internal potency, Yogamaya, was waiting for Aditya Acharya's calling. Yes, waiting, waiting. His internal, Krishna's internal potency, Yogamaya, was waiting for Aditya Acharya's calling. When Aditya Acharya cried, called Krishna to descend here, so his crying and calling penetrated these seven layers of this material world, thick layers, and went up, 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 and sounded there in Goloka Vrindavan. Telephone rang. Kring, kring, kring. Krishna's telephone rang. Kring, kring, kring. Oh, who is delivering? Hello? Oh, Aditya Acharya is calling. Aditya Acharya is calling, yes. This is devote Krishna telephone, not material telephone, Baba. You cannot manufacture that telephone. You hawk cannot manufacture that telephone. No, no, no. This is devotee's telephone, Premi Bhakta's telephone, That goes directly to Golak Vrindavan, not in material sphere. Then, so Yogamaya was waiting for that call. Now call was received. So Yogamaya then acted. Yes, now call has been received, acted. So Krishna appeared. Then she made Krishna. Krishna's desire very strong to appear as Prema Purushottama Gaura Hari. Prema Purushottama Gaura Hari ki. Padita Pavana Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki. Prema Pradata Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki. Appearance Day ki. Unless a devotee wills, Krishna will never appear. Do you understand? Who can make Krishna appear? Krishna is your servant. By your calling will he appear? No. No. Do you understand? When his very dear intimate devotee calls him, he appears. He is, what do you say? Aham bhakto paradhina. He is bhakta vatsala. Is very dear to his dear devotee. Whatever dear devotee says, he does. Krishna appear here, he appears. He carries out the order of his dear devotee. Nanda Maharaj said, O Kana, bring my wooden sandals lying there. Krishna, 2-year-old boy, went there, baby put in the head and came, carried out the order of his father, bhakta ichha, by the will of a dear devotee, Krishna appears here. Otherwise Krishna will never. Who can make Krishna appear? Can you make him appear? No. Only such a dear devotee, very dear devotee, premi bhakta, who has bound up Krishna with the rope of love. Do you understand? Mother Yashoda bound him. Can you bind him? No. Sat premi bhakta. Sat premi bhakta was Bhagavan Krishna is the root of love in his heart. Only he can make Krishna appear. Yes, he can make Krishna appear. Otherwise, Krishna will never appear. So, Guru is like such a dear devotee. Nikunja, you know? Nadigeri Siddhi. Understand that Guru Vandana is there. Guru Bhastaka. Kintu Prabharjya. Priyaiva tasya bande Guru Sri. Ramana Aravindam. Prabharjya Priya. Is very dear to the Lord, who is very expert, who is Sakhi Manjari, who is Radha Priya Sakhi, dear girl companion of Radharani, who is very expert in Nikunja Lila, understand Nikunja, such a guru, such a dear devotee can make Krishna appear. Such a dear devotee can make Krishna appear. Therefore, Siddhānātha, Adhikacharya is such a dear devotee. So he cried every day offering worship to Salagram Sila, that is Vishnu fall, with Ganges water and tulsi leaf, crying and uttering holy name. Oh, Yoga Sutrakari, Lila Sutrakari, Yogamaya. Yogamaya is internal potency of the Lord waiting for the call. Now call is received, yes, telephone has come. Then she made Krishna's desire strong to appear as Gaura. All right? Understand hug? Yes, now hug is understanding, yes. No more stool. No more stool. Now relish prema rasa, sweet. Nectar and mellow of nam prem. That's very good food for you. Yes, no more bhakta's body. Now it is bhakta sarir. Then this body will transfer into the body of a nice devotee. Gaura wants that. This is another cause of Gaura's appearance. You follow? Then Gaura appeared with his dham, with his associates, dham navadev, with his associates, prema purushottama, Sachinandana Gaura Hari, and he fulfilled his three types of desires. These are purpose of Gaura's, causes of Gaura's appearance. Brother Vilasi, Brother Radha Nandana Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, that is Nanda Ras. Do you understand? How can one be connected with the lotus feet of that brother Radha Nandan, Nanda Nandan Krishna? How? How? The means is prema bhakti. Understand? The only means is prema-bhakti. Without prema-bhakti, no one can connect him with the lotus feet of Brajaraja Nandana Krishna. Nandanandana Krishna. Understand? Brajakishora Krishna. Krishna in Brajabhumi. Understand my language? Yes. That is known as prema-bhakti-sutra. Prema Bhakti Sutra. Sutra means thread. A thread, a rope. Like Prema Bhakti is like a thread, like a rope. Do you understand? That's Prema Bhakti Sutra. Sa param rakti iswara, sa param prema rupa. That is mentioned in Bhakti Sutra. Do you understand? Arthat, because this prem bhakti, braja prema bhakti. Braja prema bhakti, this is sutra, this thread, This is like brother prema, is a prakruta, is not material, it is spiritual, transcendental. The one end of that thread, one end of that rope is strongly attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Understand? In other words, we may say this pure Krishna bhakti is the only means to get Krishna. No other means is there. Understand? Bhakti vina jagatare nahi avasthan. Without such pure bhakti, your so-called existence in this material world is useless, useless. Bhakti revino nayati, bhakti revino prapayati, bhakti reva bhuyasi, bhakti vasamado. Only through this prem bhakti, one can make Madhava, Krishna, submitted, alike oneself. This is Shruti. In Shruti Vakya, this has been expressed. Without this prem bhakti, avidyagrasta jiva, the jiva is covered up with dense darkness of vidya, jiva that has forgotten Krishna from time immemorial, the jiva that has been suffering here in this material existence, that has been drowning here, dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, cannot be delivered, cannot approach the lotus feet of Krishna, cannot get a place as the lotus feet of Krishna without that prema bhakti. Understand? This sadhana bhakti has two parts, vaidhi bhakti and raganuga bhakti. The vaidhi bhakti means following strictly the rules and regulation. That is vaidhi. But raganuga bhakti is based on bhava, bhava bhakti. Do you understand? Bhava maya. So, this raga bhakti, nobody has given. Gaura gave this bhakti. Do you understand? Raga bhakti. The other name of raganuga bhakti is prema bhakti. Other name, understand? Of raga bhakti is prema bhakti. Do you understand? What is the platform of that prema bhakti? Which is the platform of that prema bhakti? Or raga bhakti? Which is the platform? Braja bhumi! Hard. Braja bhumi, understand? Braja bhumi is the platform. Braja bana is the platform of that prema bhakti. And this braja bhakti is four types. Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Four types. Understand? Dasya prema, Sakhya prema, Vatsalya prema, Madhurya or Kanta prema. These are all prema. Understand? So, this prema bhakti has not been given up till now. Anarpita chara. Not been given up till now. Anarpita chara. Therefore says, anarpita chara in siddhar. Karunayavati inna kalau. Anarpita chara. Therefore, Krishna developed that desire and go and give prema bhakti. And not given. Isn't it? I said first. Yuga dharma pravartam nam sankirtana chari bhava bhaktiya natam bhuvan. The Krishna thought up, I'll go and preach Yuga dharma nam sankirtan and give this four bhava bhakti, dasya, sakhya, vatsalya, madhurya, these four types of bhava bhakti, prema bhakti, and make the whole world dance. Not dancing, hog is not dancing. Fog is not dancing. Dancing. Now, fog dances, yes. This is Krishna's desire. So these four types of prem bhakti, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya, through these four types of prem bhakti, the all nine, let's say bhakti anga, nine angas of bhakti, limbs of bhakti are there, you understand? And of these, Nam Sankirtan is chief, do you understand? Bhaktyanga, chief limba bhaktyanga, Nam Sankirtan. Tar madhya sarva srishtha Nam Sankirtan, atirat mile bhai Krishna premadhana. Nam Sankirtan is chief anga. If you do prema Nam Sankirtan, definitely you will get Krishna prema. All right? What is that prema Nam Sankirtan? That is the question. What is prem nam sankirtan? So there are four types of bhaktas according to four bhava bhakti: dasya bhav, sakhya bhav, vatsalya bhav, kanta bhav. Understand? Four types of bhaktas are there. So four types of prem bhakti: dasya prem, sakhya prem, vatsalya prem, kanta prem. Do you understand? So there are four types of bhaktas, premi bhaktas, and four types of prema bhaktis. So the name coming out from the core of the heart of such premi bhaktas is known as premanama sankirtana. Understand? That is premanama sankirtana, because name is color are soaked with prema rasa. All right? Language? You hug understood? Yes, hug is understanding now. Yes, hug is getting little mercy now. Yes. Hug is getting little mercy now. He understands. So this is known as prema nam sankirtana. Sankirtana with prema, nam sankirtana with prema is called prema nam sankirtana. All right? What is prema nam sankirtan? Nam sankirtan with prema is called prema nam sankirtan. No prema is not prema nam sankirtan. Maybe only nam sankirtan. You can't say prema nam sankirtan. No prema is there. Is not soaked with prema. Is not colored with prema. Tinged with prema. It cannot be said prema nam sankirtan. All right. So Gauranga, who is Krishna himself, appeared assuming the mode of such bhaktas, premi bhaktas, four types of premi bhaktas, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya, and introduced this prema nama sankirtana through chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he himself released the mellow. Do you follow me? He himself released the mellow and he distributed it. You hog, take it, take it, take it. Yes, even hog is not accepted. Gauranga himself released the mellow and then he distributed this Gauranga. Because he is the father of prema nama sankirtana. Sankirtana eka janaka. Janaka means father. Understand? He is the father. Gaurav is the father of prema nama sankirtana. There is a relationship between prema and nama. Understand my language? Hawk, dull head, try to understand. I said, offer prayer to Gaurav. Then you can understand the tattva. There is relationship between prema and nama. What is relationship? Pusya poshaka. Pusya poshaka. Nourished and nourisher. Understand my language? Dull head? Understand? That is relationship between prema and nama. What is that relationship? Relationship of posya and posaga, nourished and nourisher. All right? All right? Very deep philosophy, this Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta Baba, this Gaura Tattva. Huh? Postgraduate study. Yes, not primary study or pre-primary kindergarten study. No. This is samanga relationship. If there is prema, automatic, is automatic, is spontaneous, that prema nama will come out. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Understand? Huh? So when such chanting will be there, pure name chanting, your pure name is automatic, that prema will be there manifest. Huh? So this prema nama sankirtana is Sri, is Sugupta Sampada, is the hidden treasure of Krishna Bhakti. Understand? This is the hidden treasure of Krishna Bhakti. Therefore it says, so Bhakti Sriyam. Not entering into the head, dull head. All right, it's just here now, just here now.
Treasure of his own service.
Yes, treasure of his own service. All right, all right. English language, not good language. All right. Eternally, this thread of the rose, this rope, Prema Bhakti Sutra, Braja Prema Bhakti Sutra, is very tightly tied up to the lotus feet of Krishna. Understand? So other end, if the other end will be dropped in this material world, if Lord Krishna will be merciful, godlessly merciful, and if he'll drop the other end of that thread, that rope here in the material world, then we conditioned souls can catch it, get the opportunity to catch it up. Otherwise, how can we get it? How can you go back home, back to Godhead, Baba? Bolo. Unless Krishna drops the other end of that thread, that rope here, becoming causelessly merciful, how can we catch it? If we are fortunate, we can catch it very tightly, then we'll go back home, back to Godhead. The lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise, no hope at all. Is there hope? No hope, no hope. So Krishna is very merciful. So, out of causeless mercy, he drops the other end of that rope, Braja Prema Bhakti Sutra. Here in this material world, the world of conditioned souls who have been drowning here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. That is mercy. So, if some jiva is very fortunate, if he can catch up that end of that rope, Braja Prema Bhakti Sutra, very tightly, then he'll go back home, back to Godhead. Only Krishna can do so. Ama bina onye nare braja prema dite. Krishna says that thing. Nobody but me can give Krishna braja prema. So only Krishna has that right to drop that Braja Prema Bhakti Sutra here. Nobody else has such right. So to give Krishna prema is his causeless mercy. Sri Krishna anya kova latasupi premada bhavati. That is stated. Without Krishna, but Krishna, nobody else can give prema bhakti. Only Krishna can give prema bhakti. No incarnation, No incarnation can give, only Swayam Krishna can give. Understand? No incarnation can give Krishna prema bhakti, braja prema bhakti. Understand? So that Krishna came in the form of Gauranga to give braja prema. Alright? That is the purpose of his Gauravatar. Here one question. Krishna is the giver of prema. Huh? Isn't it? What is the purpose of coming as Gaura? Huh? Who is the giver of prema? Krishna is the giver of prema. What is the purpose? Huh? That Krishna came in the form of Gaura. Huh? He would have come and given prema. Huh? Understand my question? Understand my question? This is question, very, 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 very important question. Very, very important and very deep question. Yes, confidential. What is the purport? The purport is that Krishna is, what do you say, Vishalambana. Vishalambana of the society of premi bhaktas. Huh? Understand? Very difficult to understand. Krishna is the Vishalambana of prema bhakti. That prema bhakti in the society of premi bhaktas. Huh? Vishaya Alambana. Alambana, that is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjala Nilamani. The persons who are foundations of love and between whom love flows reciprocally, that is Alambana. Understand? That is Alambana. In English one has put in this way. I don't know. The persons who are foundations of love and between whom love flows reciprocally, that is Alambana. Understand? Vishaya and Ashraya. Vishaya, Krishna is the Pritir Vishaya. Krishna is the object of love. Premi Bhaktas are Pritir Ashraya and the abode of love. Understand? Try to understand. I try my best to explain. I don't know whether you can receive it or not. I don't know. I try my best what to do. If Huck can understand, then I'll think my preaching is successful. If Huck cannot understand, then I'll say, oh, Allah, what I said, he cannot understand. Huck cannot understand it. Huh? It's so... Huh? It will be very, very... very deep distress there will be in my heart if a dog hawk cannot understand. I try my best to explain things. This is very, very deep, subtle, confidential tattva. Huh? Understand? So, Krishna is Vishayalambana, huh? Is the object of love. Visha vigraha, huh? And premi bhaktas, they are asralambana. They are abode of love. Understand? So there is constraint, loving reciprocation. They are alambana. Understand? Flowing. It's flowing. This flow of prema is there and constant reciprocation is there. Visha and asraya. Visha alambana, asralambana, huh? So in Asralambana there are four types: Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhya. Alright? Huh? So that bhakti with Asralambana with the devotees, reciprocated. There is Asralambana, this Vishalambana Krishna. Do you understand? So there is constant loving reciprocation between Bhakta and Bhagavan. Huh? That is O Alambana, that's said Alambana, huh? Asralambana, Visalambana, huh? Example, that bhakti, Visodatya Prema, that is with Krishna, as it is manifested in Sudama Suvara, the Sakhas, cowherd boys and friends of Krishna, do you understand? That takes the form of Visrambhasakhya, form of Visrambhasakhya, Sakhyabhav, friendship, where there is no awe and reverence. That is known as Visrambhasakhya. But Sakhya with awe and reverence, that is known as Sambrahma Sakhya. That you will find in Vaikuntha. We follow. But in Vrajabhumi, that's not found. In Vrajabhumi, only Visrambha Sakhya is there. Sakhya, friendship is there without awe and reverence. All right? And that bhakti, Visalambana's loving reciprocation, as it is manifested with Nanda and Yashoda, it is vasalya prem. Do you understand? This is reciprocation. It is not one-sided, it has two sides, Visoy, Asroy. Visalambana, Asroyalambana, therefore said, constraint reciprocation. So, is manifested in the form of vasalya bhakti in Nanda and Yashoda. You follow? But that visalambana, that prema, form of visalambana, that manifested the gopis or Srimati Radharani, headed by Srimati Radharani, known as Madhur, Madhurjyamaya. Do you understand? Madhurjyarasa. All right? Sudram, therefore, when Krishna thought of that, without Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Natam Bhuvanam, I'll go apani karimu bhakta bhava angikare apani asari bhakti sikham savare. Chari bhava bhakti diya natam bhuvan. Krishna thought of, I'll go as a bhakta, isn't it? I'll assume the mood of a bhakta. And I'll teach bhakti. I'll practice bhakti in my own life and I'll teach bhakti. Apani karimu bhakta bhava angikare. Apani achari bhakti sigham savare. Chari bhava bhakti diya natang bhuvan. I'll give four types of bhava bhakti, dasya, sakhya, vatsala, madhurya, make the whole world dance. Krishna thought up like that. Isn't it? Again, question is there. Now we should consider the mood of which bhakta I have to assume, dasya bhakta, or sakhya bhakta, or vasalya bhakta, or madhurya bhakta. That is the question. Understand me? The mode of which bhakta I have to assume, that is the question. If there is bhakti in the heart, then bhakta bhava is there, isn't it? So there are four types of bhaktas, dasya bhakta, sakhya bhakta, vasalya rasa bhakta, madhurya rasa bhakta. So in the society of bhaktas, in the heart of the all bhaktas, bhakti bhava is there, isn't it? So that bhakti, bhakti bhava, that bhakti is hidden treasure, yes. That bhakti is the hidden treasure of the bhakta.
do follow. And by the mercy of Sri Guru, mercy of Sri Guru, Bhakta gets this treasure, hidden treasure, all right? Understand? Huh? Then Guru has Guru, isn't it? Then that Guru has Guru. Then that Guru has Guru. In this way, go up, go up, go up in the line of Gurus. Where will you reach? Yes? You'll reach Krishna. But Krishna says, I have Guru. Then? Who is the topmost Guru then? Radhani is the topmost Guru. Yes. Do you understand? So if you go ahead, go up in the line of Gurus, then one topmost Guru will be available. If topmost Guru is not available, then there will be defect. Do you understand? Then Patanjali says, Sarve Sangapi Guru Kalena Bhokchet Dya Tatra Niratisaya Sarvajna Tambhijam. One topmost Guru is there, who is Adi Guru, original Guru, he is beyond Kala, Kalatita, who is the reservoir of unlimited Jnan, transcendent knowledge, and Samvitsar Hladini Vruti is Bhakti. Do you understand? Then this Prema Bhakti as a great, very big, very deep and great, what's a storehouse, do you understand? Bhandar, storehouse. The flow of prema bhakti, that is the activity of Ladini Shakti. The Ladini Shakti makes the flow of prema bhakti, do you understand? Therefore, when the flow is coming, it must descend somewhere. When the Ganges descended, do you understand? Follow my language. Then the question arose, who can carry it? It is so forceful. Only Sivaji can. The Sivaji carried on his head, and the Ganges, flow of Ganges came, descended here. Do you follow? Similarly, that is the flow of Prema Bhakti, that is the activity of Ladini Shakti, makes it flow. So what is the descending platform? Where it will descend? Do you follow? And another point is that is the descending spot is Mahabhandar, great storehouse of Ladini Shakti. Understand? Great storehouse of Ladini Shakti. And Srimati Radharani, Varsabhanavi Radha, Rani is embodiment of Ladini Shakti. Understand? So, the ultimate, platform of Ladini Shakti is Mahabhava. So Varsabhanavi Srimati Radharani is Mahabhava Chintamani Swarupa. So Varsabhanavi Devi Radharani is the treasurer, of that Prema Bhakti. Understand? Treasurer of that Prema Bhakti, this treasure, storehouse lies with her. Understand? He is the storekeeper. the storehouse. So she is the original source of prema bhakti, of the flow of prema bhakti. Understand my language? I am trying my best. I don't know. Now the question arises, the mood of which bhakta I will assume? Then he decided, I have to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani, who is the storehouse, who is the storekeeper of that great treasure, which is the source, who is the source of the flow of prem bhakti, because he has desire that I'll go and give prem bhakti. Understand? So in Madhurya prem, all are there. Dasya bhakti is there, sakhya is there, vatsalya is also there. You understand? Therefore, Supreme Lord decided, I must assume the mood of Radharani. Yes. All right? So, he is very tricky fellow. Krishna is very tricky. He is Rasika Sekhara. He is topmost Rasika. Rasika, Brajabilasi, Nagarendra, Brajendra Nandana Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj. He is now greedy. He is very greedy. So you may read my article published in BTC, Greed of the Lord. I am not going to repeat it. That is up to you. You can read. Krishna developed greed. So he is a greedy fellow. There is greed in Krishna. Therefore, there is greed in you. You are greedy for stool, isn't it? But Krishna is greedy for that prem rasa. But you are greedy for stool. Oh, give up this greed. Now develop this greed. How I can get prem rasa? All right? Then this hot body will be transformed into a nice body of a very good devotee. All right? So that greed is there in Krishna. So he thought of what to do. Then storehouse is there with Radharani. Yes, otherwise, unless I get that, how can I distribute prema? How to get and what to do? Kutuki rasastomam hutva. He is now very greedy. He cannot suppress his greed. I have to get it. What to do? So he stole it. Kutuki rasastomam hutva. Rupapada has written, Rupa Goswami has written like this. Kutuki is very, Kutuki, what to say? Funny, very funny. Tricky fellow, greedy fellow. So he stole. And he is very expert in stealing. Yes. He is the leader of all thieves, Chora Agraganya. He is the leader of all thieves, all types of thieves. So he is very expert in stealing, so he stole it. You understand? He stole it. And that lies in the heart, core of the heart of Radharani. That treasure. That prema rasa. Prema rasa. Prema bhakti. Lakini. So he entered into it and stole it. So jahabai guru vastu nahi sunishtita. Kaviraj Goswami therefore has written like that. So topmost guru is Radharani. So this is Krishna's language. Radhika prema guru ami oi sisyo nato. Radhika prema guru ami oi sisyo nato. Abama namanuste natai udvoto. Oi, Radha Bhava.
Vancha Gaurango Sri Hari Sadhile no Vijo Vancha Gaurango Sri Hari. You found? Radhika Prema Guru Ami Sishya Nato Sadama Nana Nutte Nata Yudhvata. You found?
The love of Radhika is my teacher.
Is my guru, yes.
And I am her dancing pupil.
I am his dancing disciple. Radha is my guru. Krishna says, I am his dancing disciple. Guru makes the disciple dance. Hey! Up! Down! Up! Down! Yes! Guru makes the disciple up and down dance, yes. Yes. Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru Ami Sishya Nato Sadama Nana Nutya Nata Yudhvata. Radharani is my guru in loving affairs. I am his disciple in this loving affairs. Dancing, dancing. She makes me dance. She makes me dance in varieties of ways, yes. Yes, my guru makes me dance. Ato evo radha bhavo angikaro kari.
Ato evo radha bhavo angikaro kari.
Sadhileno nijo vancha gaurango sri hari. Therefore, Supreme Lord Krishna, Brahmadana Nandana Krishna, Nandana Nandana Krishna, Yasodana Nandana Krishna, at last took up this decision, I must assume the mood of Radharani. Yes. This is his decision. He arrived at this decision at last. So he assumed the mood of Radharani, thereby he fulfilled his desires, three types of desires, alright? So he came as Gauranga. Radha Bhava Dyuti. Assumed the mood of Radha is automatic. That complexion will come out. What is the mood inside, that complexion will come out. It is inevitable, inevitable. Yes, inevitable. Yes. If this mood of anger is there, automatically your eyes will turn red. Yes. Yes. Whatever mood is inside, automatically, accordingly the complexion, the hue, the color will come up. Radha Bhava and Kanti. When he assumed Radha Bhava, the mood of Radharani, automatic, the complexion of Radharani came up. Hue of molten gold. Tapta Kanchana, Gauranga, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi is male body, therefore Tapta Kanchana, Gauranga, isn't it? Gaurangi, Gauranga. So, past 12. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Hungry?
You said once that it's like a goldsmith has a pipe and it blows in his pipe.
Yes.
So, how is that? Gold, molten gold?
Yes. I'll speak on it tomorrow. That is there in my thought. I stop it here now. It is half past 12 now. You understand? I'll speak more as he indicated now. I have thought of that. That is expressed through the hog. Hog has gotten something now. Now he'll give up eating stool, isn't it? No more eating stool. Now relish prem rasa. All right? Yes, now his body will completely transform. A very nice body of Gaurabhakta, right? Yes, that I'll speak tomorrow. Thank you very much. Satinandana Gaura Hari ki Prema Purusottama Satinandana Gaura Hari ki Padita Pavana Gaura Hari ki.
Both arms raised. That's yes. Dancing in prema.
Yes.
Why arms raised? And,
huh?
What is that? Why is his arms raised?
Complete, full of ecstasy, mad fellow. He said that thing. Iva mantra diva gosai ki batar bolo japite more karila pagal. He went to his guru and asked, "Oh Guru Gosai, what mantra you gave me? More I chant, it makes me mad, more and more mad." Understood? He's mad. Madman dancing. Huh? Loving ecstasy.
Srila Prabhupada, he have all the Gaudiya deities in ISKCON with both arms raised.
Yes.
Like that.
Is drunken, mad, drunken, huh? Is drunken, drinking prem rasa madira, that's a liquor. Prem rasa is like a liquor, huh? Is drunken, madman drunkard is dancing, raising two hands.
If Lord Chaitanya assumes the golden color and his body is the embodiment of prema, then what is his dancing like? Not why does he have to dance then?
It is automatic, Baba. That prema makes him dance. Yes. Makes one mad, makes one dance, makes one cry, makes one roll on the ground. Yes. It's automatic. Quite natural, not unnatural, not artificial. Understand? So? Chalo. Hare Krishna. Govindahi.
Maharaj, what was the relationship between prema and nama? You were explaining it in class.
Narista and Narisa. Pusya Poshaka, Narist and Narisa. That's the lesson between Nama Prema. Huh? Understand? Yes.
Is there a term for that? Maintain and maintainer?
Yes, maintain. All right. Yes. Maintainer. Yes. Narist, Narisa. Pusya Poshaka. Yes. That relationship.
So there's a threat in that mala.
Ah, yes, that's another problem. It's so unlimited. Gaura, Tattva is unlimited. How? That's one question. How he made that mala, wreath, woven, that woven wreath? How it is woven? Yes, that's another question.
Well, yeah, everyone is captured in the web of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it seems like, in reality, hardly anyone is captured in that web.
Yes. The flood is coming, inundation is coming. It's Gauranga's desire, I was saying yesterday.
Yes.
The desire that I will inundate everybody. Yes. But some Pasandis, Kutarkis, Mahabadis, very expert running away, they ran away. The flood cannot touch them. Then he
devised a plan.
And devised a trick. How to drown them also.
Well, when are we going to drown?
Then he took up sannyas. That is the purpose of taking up sannyas.
Maharaj, the flood's going to come now?
Yes, already flowing. Are you not drowned? Already flowing, Baba. Already flowing, Baba. Already. Already flowing. So it is. Gaura is a prema banya. Gaura is a prema banya. Prema banya.
flood of prema, inundation of prema. Yes, Gaura has brought. Yes. Is inundating the whole world. Why are you not drowned?
You want to eat still.
What do you want?
He said he wants to eat still. Because if people want to eat still, that's why they're not getting drowned.
Running away? Don't run away. And then, have you gone to take sea bath?
Yes.
Sea bath? Waves coming, Standing on the sea, high wave comes, what is it?
Duck.
And then wave will pass away. Then you're drowned. Take like that. Have such a bath.
Drowning in another kind of ocean, Gomesh.
Yes, ocean of love. Inundation of love, prem vanya. Yes. Gaura is bringing. Gaura's desire is to drown the whole world. Whole world, yeah.
I mean, we don't see it happening. Hardly anyone's drowning.
Yeah? You are a blind man. You can't see it. A blind man can see. If you are blind, you can't see. Huh? If you have a vision, then you can see how it is going on. Yes, therefore say, Abdyapi Selira Kore Guru Rai, Kon Kon Bhagyavan Dekhivare Pai. Now, still now, Gauranga is doing that Lila, Gaura Lila is going on. One who is fortunate, only he can see. Then, you cannot see, though you are not fortunate, ill-fated, blind man, you have no vision, that's what you cannot see. But if you are fortunate, if you have proper vision, then you can see how the Gaura Lila, pastime of Gaura is going on. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey, Mataji, what are you doing?
This is not Gaura Lila pastime.